Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Hallelujah. No weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. No attitude, no situation, no discouragement is going to force me in any way to draw against the word of God. And if I do something that's inappropriate, or if I say or feel some way or inappropriate, and if you know that you're not acting right, it's okay to ask God for forgiveness. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come before you on this evening, praise God, to continue with the reading of God's unadulterated Word of God. I truly, and first and foremost, want to give honor to God, truly. I left also acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's truly instrumental and very supportive in my life, in the name of Jesus. And I love her, and I thank God for her. And I thank those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or however you may be coming forth with Blog Talk Radio on this evening, praise God. We want to say God bless you, 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 and you, praise God. Once again, we continue to move forward. As God blesses us, heals us, and delivers us from the negativities that plaguing in society on today, we truly thank God. We thank God for being above ground on today. We thank God for being blessed with our right state of mind. Come on, somebody. We thank God for blessing us with a roof over our head. We thank you that we're in our right state of mind. Everything may not be going perfect. Everything may not be going the greatest of all greats, but you're alive. You're above ground. And we get one more chance in the name of Jesus to get it right. If I said something wrong before, we can get it right. If you did something wrong before, you can get it right. This is the day. Again, I say this is the day. And I'm going to say it one more time. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will. I said somebody needs to rejoice and be glad in it, despite of what you're going through, despite your separations, despite your loss of this or your loss of that, or you're needing to get this and you're needing to get that. We stand in the name of Jesus on Romans 8 and 28, and we know, that's the first thing we recognize, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. If you're hearing that right now on today, it was a reason for you hearing that, because there's somebody out there in the name of Jesus that's worried and concerned about how this or how that's going to happen. And you're asking the question, why me? Why me? The question we need to recognize in the name of Jesus on today is, why not you? Why not me? Somebody has to go through it. And if we have children, praise God. Happy Father's Day to all of you that are out there, by the way. Amen. But for those of you that are going through a little something, understand that it's not a mistake. For we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God. I love God. I love God. I don't always do it right, but I love God. And I know those of you who know God and seen how God has helped you through your life in some way, shape, or form, know that God loves you. Because why is he delivering us and delivering you through your situation? Why has he allowed that to happen to you in the first place? Some of us don't have to always feel as though we do something wrong just for something wrong to happen. Sometimes that's just a way to help build our strength and to build our faith in God. Because somebody's been praying for you. Somebody's been praying for you, 626. Somebody's been praying for you, 334. Somebody's been praying for you. Because today is the day that the Lord has made. And he's putting in my heart to share with you. You need to rejoice and be glad in it. We all go through something, but it's just for a season. In the name of Jesus. We thank God. Praise God for today. We're going to pray, and then we're going to get into the reading of the Word of God. But I do thank you for your loyalty and listening and staying on tune with what we're reading out of the Second Kings, praise God, the King James Version. And we thank you once again for tuning in and supporting our ministry here, David and my wonderful wife, Diane, ministry and friend. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. As we come before you on this day, Lord God, we come once again to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord, for allowing us in the name of Jesus once again to see today, once again to acknowledge you on today. And once again, understand that, Father God, apart from you, we are nothing. But, Father, we thank you that we have a chance one more time to get it right. We come, as we know in your word, you say that if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just. You say that if we repent and be baptized in Jesus' name, you said for us to forget past that which was wrong. And then we thank you, Lord God, for the blessings that you bestowed upon us, allowing us to make it through in the name of Jesus for today. We thank you, Lord God, for many of us that have had illnesses or sicknesses, have had a touch of whatever it may have been. We thank you for healing on today. We pray for family members. We pray for grandmothers. We pray for mothers. We pray for wives. We pray for husbands, we pray for children and all newborn babies on today. We pray for that child born into the hordes of addiction in the name of Jesus. We pray for that person that's suffering in the hordes of addiction, asking for deliverance. Lord God, we thank you on today as we continue to move forward. We pray for restoration of broken family. We pray for restoration of broken marriages. We pray for restoration of relationships with children. Lord God, we thank you for giving us an opportunity to do it one more time on today. And in Jesus' name, we as always give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, we're going to do something a little different here. I noticed in the name of Jesus I have a possible comment, prayer. But we're going to ask you, with all due respect, if you would say prayer and anything else that we can have at the end of the show, the reading, in the name of Jesus. I'll tell you what. We're going to go ahead and open up the mic and see if there's anyone that has a question or anything after our reading today, if you will. But God bless each and everyone that's listening in on today. We're going to move forward as we read. 2 Kings, praise God, chapter 10. Be blessed. 2 Kings, chapter 10. And Ahab had 70 sons in Samaria, and Jehu wrote letters and sent to Samaria unto the rulers of Jezreel, of the elders, and to them that brought up Ahab's children, saying, Now as soon as this letter cometh to you, saying, Your master's son are with you, and there are with you chariots and horses, a fenced city also, and armor. Look, even out the best and meatiest of your master's son, and set him on his father's throne and fight for your master's house. But they were exceedingly afraid and said, Behold, two kings stood not before him. How then shall we stand? And he that was over the house and he that was over the city, the elders also, and the bringers of the children said to Jehu, saying, Where are thy servants, and we'll do all that thou shalt bid us? We will not make any king do thou which is good in thy eyes.
And he wrote a letter the second time to them, saying, if ye be mine, and if ye will hearken unto my voice, be the heads of the man your master's son, and come to me to Jezreel by tomorrow this time. Now, the king's son, being 70 persons, were with the great men of the city, which brought them up. And it came to pass, when the letter came to them, that they took the king's son and slew 70 persons and put their heads in baskets and set them to Jezreel. And there came a messenger and told him, saying, they have brought the heads of the king's son. And he said, lay ye them in two heaps at the entering in the gate unto the morning. And it came to pass in the morning that he went out and stood and said to all the people, ye be righteous. Behold, I conspired against my master and slew him. But who slew all these? Now, know that there shall fall onto the earth nothing of the word of the Lord, which the Lord spake concerning the house of Ahab, and the Lord hath done that which he spake by the servant Elijah. So Jehu slew all the remains of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, and all his great men and his kinfolk and his priests, until he left him none remaining. And he rose and departed and came to Samaria. And as he was at the shearing house in the way, Jehu met with the brother of Ahazi, the king of Judah, and said, who are ye? And they answered, we are the brother of Ahazi, and we go down to salute the children of the king of the children of the queen. And he said, take them alive. And he took them alive and slew them at the pit of the shearing house, even 240 men. Neither left he any of them. And when he was departed thence, he lighted up Jehadad, the son of Tob, coming to meet him. And he saluted him and said to him, is thine heart right? As my heart is within thy heart. And Jehonabad answered, if it be, give me thy hand. And he gave him his hand. And he took him up to him unto the chariot. And he said, come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. So they made him ride in his chariot. And when he came to Samaria, he slew all that was remained unto Ahab in Samaria, that he had destroyed him. And according to the saying of the Lord, which he spake to Elijah. And Jehu gathered all the people together and said unto them, Ahab served Baal a little, but Jehu shall serve him such. Now, therefore, call unto me all the prophets of all his servants and all his priests. Let none be wanting, for I have a great sacrifice to be in due to Baal. Whosoever shall be wanting, he shall not live. But Jehu did did it in subtlety to the intent that he might destroy the worshipers of Baal. And Jehu said, proclaim a solemn assembly for Baal. They proclaimed it. And Jehu sent through all Israel and all the worshippers of Baal kings, so that there was not a man left that came not. And they came into the house of Baal. And the house of Baal was full from one end to the other. And he said unto him that was over the vestry, bring forth vestments for all the worshippers of Baal. And he brought them forth vestments. And Jehu went, and Jehoiada, the son of Rechab, into the house of Baal, and said unto the worshippers of Baal, servants, and look that there be here with you none of the servants of the Lord, but the worshippers of Baal only. And when they went in to offer sacrifices and burn offerings, Jehu appointed 80 men without, and said, if any of them whom I have brought into your hands escape, he that letteth him go, his life shall be for the life of him. So as soon as he had come in of offering the burnt offering, that Jehu said to God and to the captain, go in and slay them. Let none come forth. And they smote them with the edge of the sword. And the guard and the captains cast them out and went to the city of the house of Baal. And they brought forth the images out of that house of Baal and burned them. And they break down the images of Baal and break down the house of Baal and made it a drought house unto this day. Thus Jehu destroyed Baal out of Israel, albeit from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. Jehu departed not from after him, to wit, the good in Kai, and when Bittle, and when Dan. And the Lord said unto Jehu, because thou hast done well in executing that which is right in my eyes, and hast done unto the house of Ahab according to all that was in my heart, thy children of the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. But Jehu took no need to walk in the law of the Lord, God of Israel, with all his heart. For he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, which made Israel to sin. In those days the Lord began to cut Israel short, and Ahaziel smote them in all the coast of Israel, from Jordan eastward, and all the land of Gilead, the Gileadites and the Reubenites and the Manassites, from Herod, which is by the river Arnon, even Gilead and Bashan. Now the rest of the acts of Jehu and all that he did and all his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the King of Israel? And Jehu slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria. And Jehoahaz, his son, reigned in his stead. And the time that Jehu reigned over Israel in Samaria was 28 years. Chapter 11. And when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, that her son was dead. She arose and destroyed all the seed royals. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Josh, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons, which was slain. And they hid him, even him and his nest, in the bedchamber from Assyria, so that he was not slain. And he was with Hakim in the house of the Lord 6 years. And Athaliah did reign over the land. And the 7th year, Jehoiada sent and fixed guards and rulers of the hundreds, which the captains and the guards, and brought them to him unto the house of the Lord, and made a covenant with them, and took the oath of them in the house of the Lord, and showed them the king's son. And he commanded them, saying, this is the thing that ye shall do. A third part of you in entrance to on the Sabbath shall even be keepers of the watch of the king's house. And a third part shall be at the gate of Suah. And a third part at the gate behind the guard. So shall you keep the watch of the house broken down. And two parts of all you that go forth on the Sabbath, even they shall keep the watch of the house of the Lord about the king. And ye shall compass the king around about, every man with his weapons in his hand, and he that cometh within the ranges, let him be slain. And be ye with the king, that he goeth out as he cometh in. And the captains over the hundreds did according to all the things that Jehoiada the priest commanded. And they took every man his men that were come in on the Sabbath, with them that should go out on the Sabbath, and come to Jehoiada the priest. And to the captains over hundreds did the priest give King David's spear and shield that were in the temple of the Lord. And the guard, every man with his weapons in his hand, round about the king from the right corner of the temple to the left corner of the temple among the altar in the temple. And he brought forth the king's son, and put the crown upon his head, and gave him the testimony, and they made him king, and anointed him. And they clapped their hands and said, God save the king. And when Athaliah heard the noise of the guards and the people, she came to the people into the temple of the Lord. And when she looked, behold, the king stood by the pillar, and the manner was, the princes and the trumpeters by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced and blew with trumpets, and Athaliah rent her clothes and cried, treason! Treason! But Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of the hundreds and the officers of the host, and said unto them, have her fought without the ranger, and him that followeth her kill with the sword. For the priest had said, let her not be slain in the house of the Lord. And they laid hands on her, and she went by the way by the which the horse came into the king's house, and there was she slain. And Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord and the king of the people, And it's said by the Lord's people, between the king of Saul and the people. And all the people of the land went into the house of Baal and broke it down. His altars and his images broke them in pieces thoroughly and slew Nathan and the priest of Baal before the altar. And the priest appointed officers over the house of the Lord. And he took the rulers over hundreds and the captains and the guards and all the people at the land, brought them down, the king from the house of the Lord, and came by the way of the gate of God to the king's house. And he sat on the throne of the king. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was in quiet. And they slew Athena with the sword beside the king's house. 7 years old was Joash when he began to reign. Chapter 12. In the seventh year of Jehu, Joash began to reign. And 40 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Ziba the Beersheba. And Jehoash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all the days when Jehoiada the priest instructed him. But the reign, the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. And Joash said to the priest, all the money of the dedicated things that is brought into the house of the Lord, even the money of everyone that passeth the account, the money that every man is, and all the money that cometh into the man's heart to bring into the house of the Lord, let the priest take it to them, every man of his acquaintance, and let them repair the breaches of the house, wheresoever any breach shall be found. But it was so that in the 23rd year of King Joash, the priest had not repaired the breaches of the house. And King Joash called for Jehoiada, the priest of the other priest, and said unto them, why repair ye not the breaches of the house? Now therefore receive no more money of your acquaintance, but deliver it for the breaches of the house. And the priest consented to receive no more money of the people, neither to repair the breaches of the house. But Jehoiada the priest took the chest and bored a hole in the lid of it and set it beside the altar on the right side as one cometh into the house of the Lord. And the priest that kept the door put therein all the money that was brought into the house of the Lord. And it was so, when they saw that there was much money in the chest, that the king's scribes and the high priest came up, and they put up in bags and told the money that was found in the house of the Lord. And they gave the money, being told, into the hands of them that did the work, that had the oversight of the house of the Lord. And they laid it out to the carpenters and builders that wrought upon the house of the Lord. And the masons and hewers of stone and the bitimber and huge stone to repair the breaches of the house of the Lord, and for all that was laid out for the house to repair it, Howbeit there were not made for the house of the Lord bowls and silver, snuffers, basins, trumpets, and vessels of gold or vessels of silver of the money that was brought into the house of the Lord. But they gave that to the workmen and repaired therewith the house of the Lord. Moreover, they reckoned not with men. Into those hands they delivered the money to be bestowed on the workmen, for they dealt faithfully. The trespass money and sin money was not brought into the house of the Lord. It was the priest. Then Haziel, king of Syria, went up and fought against God and took it. And Haziel set his face to go up to Jerusalem. And Joash, king of Judah, took all the hallowed things that Jehoshaphat of Jerem and Ahaziah, his father's king of Judah, had dedicated, and his own hallowed things, and all the gold that was found in the treasures of his house of the Lord, and in the king's house, and set it to Haziel, king of Syria. And he went away from Jerusalem. And the rest of the acts of Joash and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And his servants arose and made a conspiracy to slay Joash, the house of Milo, which goeth down to Silas. For Josachar, the son of Simea, and Jehozdad, the son of Shemer, his servant, smote him, and he died. And they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. And Amaziah, his son, reign in his stead. Praise God. Once again, we're coming to the conclusion of chapter 12 of 2 Kings. Praise God. We will continue forth with the reading of 2 Kings on tomorrow at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. However, on this evening at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, we have our brother, Mr. Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California. We ask for your commitment to continue to listen in onto our broadcast of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we're having Minister Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California. We ask that you join us on this evening at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. We look forward to hearing from you. If you desire prayer, please tune in, and we'll be happy to continue forth with prayer with you. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, again, as we come before you on this evening, we come forth with a very excellent meeting out of your word of God. We pray that, Lord, the word that you bring forth on this evening, as we read, that it will hit the hearts, for we read and we listen to your word, for we recognize how this is where we get understanding and growth. We thank you on today for our commitment to continue to move forward and bring forth your word of God. We thank you on today as we give you praise, honor, and glory, as I also pray for my wife and my family. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, once again, thank you for listening and tuning in. And remember, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. But every tongue that rises and tongue that rises up against me shall fail. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work, no. the flame.